earlier in the week, because of Streets 104, I believe what it is, right? But we said, so we need something new, but it also brought up the conversation of earlier versions of Scottie Taylor's theme songs, of which he's the only one who has three. Well, you know what? Stephen Brunt has three, but the first one is so bad, I don't even know if you can count that as a song. I've heard more entertaining burps. Here was the first version. Rolling Stones. One of my favorites.
MIDI. Come on, Winnipeg. Oh! Scotty's up. Scotty's up and he's talking tough.
Scotty's up. Yeah, see, that was the first one. But then they went to the live version. Oh, this one I love. This is the best. Still love it.
Come on, Winnipeg. Oh! This here, baby. The National Post and City FM. Scotty's up. Scotty's up and he's talking to me. Scotty's up! Scotty's up and he's off the cuff. The mama's talking tough. Charlie Roberts, he can't run enough. Run enough. Scotty's up! Every Tuesday, Thursday, Scotty's up. Charlie's up! Oh! You make a
grown man cry. And then followed. Oh, yeah. But this was also. Oh, I still love this. He needs a new one, but two Rolling Stones followed by AC/DC.
The right time, the right place. We're the pig, no taste. We got a man who gets hot. Loves the bombers, he bets a lot. The players know you.
There it is, of the many extravaganzas, and now we got this, yo. Yeah, morning, Scott Taylor.
That's wickety, wickety, wickety whack.
Yes, the many stylings, the subtleties between all the theme songs. That was a hit record sweep, is what that was.
Well. What it says is that in 6 years, Scott Taylor's had lots of jobs.
Now, all of a sudden, Turtle has something. Turtle's very upset about something now. Turtle has something to do with Twitter, which I know nothing about, but apparently there's an issue here.
Yeah, Scotty, how come you advertised all week, you know, every other appearance you've made across Canada, including, you know, the ones up in Dumpsville, which I think you're on 3 or 5 or 7 times this week? And you failed to mention the number one sports morning show and the number one sports station in Canada. You forgot about it. Oh. You did?
I never do. I call it the Fabulous Mike Richards Show. It's the Fabulous Mike Richards.
You forgot about it this week, Scotty.
No, I didn't.
You did? I'm on your page right now. I can name every other...
I did? Well, then, if I did, my deepest and sincerest apologies.
Yeah. I'm going to go cry in a corner now.
I will give you a complete tweet extravaganza when this show is over.
I have a shrink appointment today, Scotty. So.
Yeah, for many things, trust me, it's not just that. Hey, let's...
No, you've read my tweets about the Fabulous Mike Richards Show with the Fabulous Mike Richards.
So I don't know what tweeting is. Maybe Turtle, I don't know what the Twitter...
Neither does Rob Murphy, apparently.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Yeah, did you see the tweets?
Yeah, well, I've
they
heard...
They were nasty. I'm not going to repeat them. No, you don't talk like that in Canada.
Well, unless John Rocker's moved up
Buffalo.
Here. Well, but why would
he thinking?
I don't. You know. Okay. In the what were they thinking category? Now, again, you actually have to print this out, so you have to think as you're punching the letters in that maybe this isn't the greatest idea.
No.
And then you're Chris Bosch. And, you know, I've given him the free pass. I mean, I said, you know, he tried his best for the Raptors and now, you know, fulfilled his contract. Now he's going somewhere where he can win. I don't begrudge him that. But then I never wanted to go there. Oh, God. And now he's put himself in the Vince Carter category.
Yeah.
Right back in it. And I said, don't compare the two. They're not the same. And guess what? It's gonna be the same.
Why? And Tracy McGrady and LeBron James. And all of them.
For Chris Bosh, I'm really disappointed. And, you know, most guys, there's an expectation there might be something stupid. I did not see this one coming from Chris Bosh.
I don't think anybody did. And I think when people looked at that Miami lineup, they looked at Chris Bosh as being the guy who's going to be the, going to make the sacrifices of not getting the ball that much. He's going to go get some rebounds. He's going to throw some picks. He's going to move the ball around. He's going to do the things you need to do to win championships. And then he comes back with that kind of stuff, which leads me to believe that he's going to Miami thinking he's going to have the ball all the time and he's going to score 30. And I think that that team's going to have more trouble than enough.
Well,
I love the one tweet from the guy who tweeted, and it was a big-time rapper. It was P. Diddy or somebody like that, Jay-Z, who said, Dwayne, you just went from Beyonce to Kelly Rowland in 30 minutes.
Well,
it's the truth. I mean, Dwayne Wade has been the star in Miami, and now he's going to play second fiddle to his buddy LeBron. But they bring Chris Bosh in, who's got to play third fiddle if those other two guys are going to have the ball all the time. And how long is he going to appreciate that when you base his life on what he's written and the fact that Colangelo thinks he mailed it in? And I just think it's going to be an ugly mess. I don't know. I don't know what makes me think that, but tweets by Chris Bosh is a start.
Of the triumvirate that you're looking at, now that I see, in Cincinnati, so you've got Ocho and Tyrell Owens and Pac-Man? What?
Well, the three of them are there, but Tyrell Owens isn't there yet because he's already missed his first flight.
Oh, that's a surprise. You know, as I said, some things are surprising. Maybe that one's not. It's a flight.
I mean, it's not the first flight that Tyrell Owens has ever missed. It's not the first press conference he's ever forgotten about. It's just he's not going to be there.
Nice team. I just couldn't imagine. I mean,
you make me laugh, I'll die.
Carson Palmer is now, he's got to be an alcoholic. And if
here's the interesting part. You talk about tweets. Ocho Cinco and Tyrell Owens will be splitting wide and tweeting each other as they run their patterns. Tweeting the world. Throw it to me, Carson. Throw it to me.
Well,
I think there's a potential to have the most fun in the history of football on this Cincinnati Bengals team. There's also a potential to have an implosion that has never before been seen in the history of pro sports.
And it's not like they haven't gone through a checkered past in the last 7 to 8 years in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
I mean, you know, the Bungles or, you know, whatever word you want to put on it. I mean, there have been years over the last, you can go back to probably, 90, 91 in there, like the mid-90s. We're talking 15 years of misery at times.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finally get on the right page, they start doing the things right. They start winning some football games. And Cedric Benson is running for, you know, thousands of yards. They seem to have some sort of balance. I can't believe that this was a solution for them.
Well, and of course, it's Mike Brown again, isn't it? Oh, yeah, we got to get Tyrell Owens to go with Chad Ocho Cinco. And, of course, my brilliant move to sign Pac-Man. Yeah, what a team we're going to have. And they've gone through the Chris Henry stuff, which was at first fighting felonies, and afterward the guy had the unfortunate accident and passed away. So now you got that whole Chris Henry thing. You got all the other problems that they've had in terms of the law in Cincinnati. And now you've got a situation with two guys that have never broken the law, but they certainly dance to their own drummers,
yeah.
And it's going to be very, very interesting to see if the two of them together can play within a system with a good passer. I mean, the guy is a great passing quarterback. He can throw the football, so there's going to be lots of balls in the air. But if one gets less than the other, we could have a problem. Now, having said that, this is the kind of situation that Randy Moss always wanted. He wanted two big receivers on the same team so they didn't double-team him on every play. So now you've got a situation where you've got to watch both Ocho Cinco and Terrell Owens, and I don't believe Terrell Owens is anywhere near the end of his career. And with some an opportunity to go one-on-one against some guys in the NFL, I think they could both be very, very good. But it's going to be a real tough role for Carson Palmer to decide how many balls each guy gets.
If you're talking about Trojan quarterbacks, then Matt Leinart, I guess this has to be his year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is just going to be one of the weirdest situations ever. It's just going to be weird.
You mean in terms of, you know, the amount of time that he hasn't played and now stepping up, or and just what he's got in terms of weapons? Anquan Boldin, of course, not there.
Boldin is gone. Fitzgerald is back. This is the year I think Fitzgerald sees 110, 115 balls easily. Fitzgerald has got to lead this team, and he is certainly good enough to do that.
Yes, he is. I'm a fan.
But this is a very, very good Arizona Cardinals team, but the quarterback is the biggest issue. And I think a lot of people didn't think Kurt Warner was going to leave, and now you've got a bit of a zoo. You've got a left-handed passer, and I don't care what anybody says. Left-handed passers can be great football players, but it's a whole different formation. Suddenly, your right offensive tackle becomes your most important player, not your left offensive tackle, the guy that you had paid all that money to for all those years to protect a right-handed throwing quarterback. Suddenly the other guy becomes the most important player. Suddenly what comes off the left side becomes the most difficult thing for a quarterback because that's his blind side. Everything changes with a left-handed quarterback. It doesn't mean the guy's going to be bad. It means that everybody has to adjust. And are they going to be available? Are they going to be able to adjust? And how long is Leinart going to last? And who's in the wings? And it's just, they have a potential to be a very good team still. They still have the most exciting player in the game in Fitzgerald. But will Leinart be able to do it? And boy, that's a huge question.
Before we let you go, I have to ask about the Bombers. They come to town, some playing some pretty good defense.
Goodness. Everybody's hurt. Buck's out. Steven Giles plays quarterback. Sean Gallant, the best special teams player on a special teams that has been very bad this year, he's out. Mike Renaud unlikely will be the punter. It looks like Alexis Cerna is going to have to kick and punt, and he's not a very good punter. Odell Willis, the best rush end on the team, is hurt. He's out. A guy named Armand Willis, no relation, is going to start in his place. Terrence Edwards looks like he's not going to play. They'll see today, but he's banged up and limping around. He hasn't dressed for practice this week. That's a really banged up team. That has, let's be honest, they beat a 1-3 Hamilton Tiger Cats team in the first week, and they beat an 0-4 Edmonton Eskimos team that has imploded completely.
So is this
so
game?
If Calgary plays the way they did against Saskatchewan, this could be really ugly.
Okay, but now let's take a look at the numbers, though, just before I let you go. Here's what I'm taking.
Okay.
Okay, I've been convinced that, see, I have to take two baseball games, and I am. Who am I taking again? I'm taking the White Sox and the Phillies.
Okay.
For whatever reason, and I don't care, they're terrible numbers, but I'm told this is what to take. Now, okay. I would take, therefore, I'm going to take, finally, Edmonton at home.
Because I don't think BC is very good.
So I took Edmonton at home. I'm taking Saskatchewan at home. I'm taking Calgary at home and the under, only because the total's 58. The Winnipeg-Calgary total is 57.5.
Wow.
That's a lot of points, especially if one doesn't score.
60 last week.
And
Saskatchewan's a better offensive team than Winnipeg against a good defense.
Correct. So it might get in the 50s. I just think I don't think Winnipeg's going to score enough points to put it over.
Okay, I worry about that one.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm thinking of something like 42-24.
But if they give up three touchdowns to that team, the defensively, I'm not impressed. Okay, I don't think they'll be impressed.
That's fair. Always remember that Winnipeg is a team that has lost to Toronto and lost to Hamilton, has beaten Hamilton and beaten Edmonton. They're 2-2, but they're kind of an off-base 2-2. They haven't beaten a good team yet. And this week they get a good team with a banged up offense and defense and special teams. I don't hold out much hope.
Just so you know, I have to bet $100 to make it $1,600.
Good luck to you, sir. I love a man who's not afraid to put a dollar on the table.
Well, it's got to be.
That's why I need it.
You
are the fabulous Mike Richards.
Well, and so I've been told on your.
So are you going to Toronto? That's what Dobigan says.
People seem to be all excited about it. I don't know.
Are you going?
I don't know. Why don't you make me an offer?
You can tweet it.
Why don't
you go? When you go, you can tweet it.
Why don't you put me on Street FM? I can do that, yo.
You'd be great on Street. You, me, and Jay Boogie in the morning?
I'd be like Mike, Snoop, Puffy Rye.
You'd be flossing mad skills up in the house, yo.
Yeah, you're right. I couldn't work at that station. Hey, Scotty, you take care.
We will, for sure. We'll talk to you next week.
That is Scott
Bye,
Taylor.
Fabulous.
That's Scott Taylor from Street 104 and the other one.